Hi, this is Paul Carey from Carey Co. Check out our latest game release, Alley Cat, on iOS and Android. And check out our website at carryco.net. Now I hand you back to Brad and the team at Tech Webcast.
Welcome to episode 373 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 9th of April 2016. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone and Android apps. Your hosts for today are Brad, Jacob, Steve, and myself, Daryl.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening, because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha, ha. Tech, 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 tech webcast. Let's go!
Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Daryl Hunt. How are you, Daryl?
I'm well. How's it all going there in the wilds of Melbourne?
Yeah, good, mate. And yourself?
Yeah, good. Another lovely autumnal day up here in the northeast of Victoria, so I can't complain. Stuff, I just had a nice salad for lunch, and we're sort of broadcasting slightly later than we normally do, and so I went and had lunch and a lovely sort of a lamb salad and ready to go.
Sounds good. How's your week been?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. Good week at work and running around doing a bit of stuff for the theatre company. I'm on the sort of their board of management or committee, and I look after their online ticketing system. So I had to set it all up for our show coming up next month. I had to talk to people about prices and all that sort of stuff. So it's been one of those running around weeks. But no, at the end of it all, it was a productive week. So I'm always happy to sit down on a Friday night and say, yep, I got through what I needed to get through. So yeah, it's good.
So we have a new ad sponsor.
We do. Very good.
It's been the podcast a few times, and he's also done this podcast, the app for the podcast, Tech Webcast.
Excellent. And yes, you can grab it on Android and iOS.
Paul Carey.
Yeah, great.
Paul Carey. Carey Co.
Carey Co. Welcome aboard the Tech Webcast train. That's to Carey Co.
Helps make the Tech Webcast app as well.
Both. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, it's great.
Smartphones. Yep. Great stuff. So check out that new app from Paul. What's the app called? Alley Cat? Alley Cat?
Yeah,
Alley Cat. And check it out. It's on Android and iOS. I've got some codes as well for the Android app as well if you want one.
Cool. So all you Android users.
Send me a message on Twitter and I'll send you a code if you have an Android device.
Great. I haven't got an Android device, but I think that's a great offer. So fantastic.
You've got one?
No, I haven't got an Android device. One of these days I might get myself a cheap Android tablet just to play around with one day, you know. But no,
I never saw an Android device. Someone sent me an Android device. I want to try an Android again. Yeah. Just send me like a good one.
It'd be, it's good to get the experience of using Android and how it works and all that sort of stuff. And
I did have a Samsung S4, but that was a piece of crap and
The Nexus 7 was a good little mini tablet that Google bought out a few years ago, and it was fairly low priced. And I thought, oh, I must. And then they discontinued it. They brought out the Nexus 9, I think, which was like a big brother, but it was a lot more expensive. But I would have liked if they'd brought out another like Nexus 7 style, like a cheapie that you can just. But they didn't, unfortunately. Yeah.
So if anyone can send us a Nexus device, please let me know. Send me Daryl and Jacob and Steve.
We'll give you our addresses.
Or anything. Send us anything. Send us some money, whatever.
Send us money, diamonds.
Send us whatever.
Whatever you like.
Donations, whatever you send us. Jacob, what do you think about that? And how's your week been?
Good idea. Get me the waterproof one.
All right. How's your week been, mate?
All right.
Good stuff. Anything exciting happen?
Just been working around the house.
As you do. Good stuff, Jacob.
I try to keep it clean, and I keep my desk clean.
Good stuff, Mike. Good on you. You're a champion. Steve, how's your week been?
Been good. Yesterday, I just filmed the over at the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu school for a new story. That was a lot of fun. Still going to go back next Thursday to finish it up, shooting, and should be broadcast in 2 weeks, I think.
That's one, mate.
Cool. We'll have to look forward to to watching it.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, Jacob, you've got the new app from Paul Carey, Alleycat.
Yes, I'm almost got beat the first range.
What do you think of it so far, mate?
Yeah, it's pretty good. And I'm gonna give you a good review on this end.
All right, go ahead, mate. Please do. When next week or what? When?
I'll give you a little one.
When next week?
Now.
Oh, go ahead if you want to talk about it. Go ahead.
Well, it's a brain buster game. Basically, you're trying to get the cat balanced, but there's a caveat. The level, you say, like, you have like a table, but with like boxes. You
try to, like, balance and stuff on it.
You try to knock them out and get the cat in the red area. It kind of makes you think. It kind of grows on you. He's got about six rows of games on there.
Okay, sweet, man.
And he said it's $2 in USD.
Yep.
It was pretty darn happy I got it.
Okay, good stuff.
5 stars for it.
5 stars, good stuff. Yeah, please rate it on, if you have the app, leave some feedback for Paul.
Please do.
Oh, right, let's get into some news then, Daryl, and then we'll come back and have a quick chat about news, and then we'll wrap the podcast up.
No problem.
I'm not wrapping up straight away, but you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
You know, I think it'll be a short episode today. So anyway, let's go to the news real quick. Here we go.
Hi, this is Paul Carey from Carrico. Check out our latest game release, Alleycat, on iOS and Android. And check out our website at carrico.net. Now I hand you back to Brad and the team at Tech Webcast.
Brad, you played the wrong intro.
I meant to play it.
Ah, that's it's advertising for the news. see, it's two ads in the one episode. So that was a trigger. And I for a split second thought maybe it was the wrong one, but then I thought, no, I'm not going to be the person that comes out and says, is that the wrong one? But anyway, let's get on with the news. And the first news item is from PC World, and it's titled Apple's Aging Mac Pro is Falling Way Behind Windows Rivals. And it's saying Apple's Mac Pro is aging fast, especially with screaming fast Windows desktops being announced in recent weeks. Introduced in 2013, the Mac Pro was a top-of-the-line desktop at the time. It looked exquisite in its sleek, cylindrical design, and it sported new features like Thunderbolt 2 ports, plus the latest CPU, GPUs, and NVMe storage. More importantly, it was a signal that Apple had not abandoned the professional computing market. The latest Mac Pro was a relief to those clamoring for an upgrade from the older version of the computer, which last received a facelift in 2010. But the MacBook Pro again falling behind the competitors with powerful new workstations from Lenovo, Dell and HP carrying superior technology. The PC companies are waging an active campaign to tempt Mac Pro users, many of them creative professionals, to come over to the dark side. I mean, come over to Windows PCs with better CPUs, GPUs and memory. The new Windows desktops are targeted at video editing professionals, applications and the creation of virtual reality content for headsets like Oculus Rift and HTC Vive. The next one is from Mashable Australia, and it's a reminder your Netflix bill might go up soon. Long-time Netflix subscribers may not realise their monthly bill is about to spike. Over the past couple of years, the video streaming service has inched its monthly subscription price from $7.99 to $9.99. The standard rate for a high-definition plan as of last fall. So this may more be American Netflix prices, so just be aware. But anyone who has subscribed before the first price hike in May of 2014 still pays the $7.99 rate, thanks to Netflix exemptions for those grandfathered into the plan. That's about to change. Netflix will begin charging everyone the full $9.99 price next month when the two-year discount deal ends for about 17 million long-time users. Netflix subscribers in the UK will start to see the change take effect later this month, and those who signed up between May of 2014 and last October will pay $8.99 until later this year. The price hike may come as news for most of people, according to JP Morgan's Roll this week, which found the 80% of subscribers surveyed weren't aware of the impending changes. So if you're a Netflix user, particularly in the US and UK, you might have a slight rise in Netflix prices coming up. Adobe issues emergency flash player security update for OS X to address ransomware attacks. It wouldn't be Adobe without them having another flash player security update. Adobe has issued flash player security update for OS X, Windows, Linux and Chrome OS to address critical vulnerabilities that could potentially allow an attacker to take control of an affected system by way of ransomware. Ransomware is a type of malware that encrypts a user's hard drive and demands payment in order to decrypt it. These types of threats are displayed images or of use voice-over techniques containing instructions on how to pay the ransom. And just a side issue, we had an attack like that on one of our computers at work a few months ago. So they're not very nice. So if you use Adobe Flash and Flash Player, then you should definitely update that. And the final one from 9to5 Mac, Google reportedly considering possibility of Swift as programming language for Android. Apple recently open-sourced programming language Swift, may be seeing itself get adopted into Google's Android platform in the future. Success has told The Next Web that Google is considering making Swift a first-class language for Android. Google's mobile platform currently runs off Java as its main language, and the inclusion of Swift isn't seen as to replace Java initially. With Swift being open source, Google could toy with Swift as it evolves to discover if it would ever be a good fit for the Android platform, according to the report. Some have speculated that an app written in Swift could then be made available to run on both Android and iOS, although this isn't quite accurate. Android and iOS may share the same language in the future, but platform-specific API differences between the two mean that apps on either won't magically run on the other, though it would make developing between both platforms easier in the sense that developers wouldn't have to develop across two different programming languages. The report also notes that some low-level Android APIs are written in C++, something which Swift can't currently bridge to. This would require some finessing on Google's part to make compatibility. We've seen some big players come out with support for Swift, most notably IBM with its Kitura framework. I think it's Kitura, K-I-T-U-R-A platform. And that is the news.
Good stuff, Daryl. Thanks for reading the news. Sorry about the mix-up at the beginning of the news. I thought Jacob would have known about it. I thought I told him that we were playing the ad three times on the podcast today.
It's okay.
At the start, in the middle, and at the end.
And at the end. Cool bananas.
Yeah, we need to add more bloopers to our reel anyway.
Yeah, that's fun though. That's
that'll good. Be the Christmas blooper reel.
Exactly. It's always good to have a bit of fun on a podcast, isn't it? You know, can't be serious all the time.
Can't be dead serious, no.
No, it's always fun. Let's go to Steve real quick. Steve, what's your view on them stories, mate?
Actually, this week's news stories are very interesting. Real good stories. Let me look at the show notes real quick here. I'm going to kind of go over two of them really quick, which is Netflix. A little surprised they haven't raised the prices, since for a while, because I think basically I was paying around $8. So going up a couple of dollars is actually not too bad since I've been paying the same price for a very long time. Adobe issues emergency Flash Player security update. No surprise. I mean, Flash players always had vulnerabilities, and probably one of the reasons they're it'll probably eventually go away to something like HTML5 or others. To me, the two of the biggest stores is probably with the Swift OS and also Apple's aging Mac Pro. Let me talk a little bit about the Mac Pro, which I do have. Actually, I got the new Mac Pro 2013 model, as well as two of the older ones, as they call them, the cheese grater versions. Now, it could be, while there is legitimate complaints with having older technology, we also got to be reminded that they actually didn't release this until around January 1st, somewhere 2014. So it's actually less than 2 years old right now. Workstation parts are usually on a longer development cycle, so it takes longer than the regular consumer. And often spec bumps, even between, like, give an example, Intel processors tend to be, when new versions come out, a lot of times they're not very, it's just a slight spec bump. Either it's because lack of competition with AMD processors, or even hitting brick walls in technology or something like that. And there's also a couple of comments they made. I believe this is from Bob O'Donnell, the analyst. And one had was mentioned virtual reality. And I don't think we're going to see virtual reality anytime soon in the professional market yet. The biggest we're going to see enter is probably going to be in gaming. And we don't even see any products released as of yet. And also... yeah, okay, that's pretty much as far as the new Mac Pro. Let me go ahead and go to using Swift, which was developed by Apple for their programming language on their operating system. To me, this is good for Google to do this for mainly two reasons. Yes, Java is currently being used on Android, but eventually they're going to go to something called Android Runtime, which is actually all your programs compile themselves when they install on your hardware. So that means you're probably going to have to get away from Java and use a different programming language, for one. Second, it's going to be easier for people to program for both Android and iOS on Apple's system. Now, what that could mean is, for Google, is Android, we're going to get more crossover from iOS programmers, simply because they're going to be using the same programming language, and they may even see perhaps even people jumping from, you know, Apple's iOS to perhaps even Android entirely, which is probably going to be rare because mainly most of the money is made on Apple's platform. But still, they're going to see a lot of offshoots of programmers from Apple. And those are my thoughts on the stores.
Good stuff, Steve. Good answers, good opinions, mate. Good on you. Jacob, what about you, mate?
Well, I would have to say I was reading about the price of Netflix, new price.
Yep.
It'd be $10 now.
$10, because that's what I'm paying too at the moment too, I think, around that.
Yeah, yours probably might go up a little bit, because it's for the people that are grandfathered in.
Yeah, true. I just buy the Netflix cards, gift cards. That's what I do, just buy one of them and chuck it on my account and where I go.
My dad's letting me use his account so I can watch my shows.
You're so lucky, Jacob. You haven't no worry at all, do you? So lucky.
No, he's got to know what time he's going to wake up. And I'm
so easy, mate. I wish I was in your shoes, but I'm not. Unfortunately, let's go to Jacob. What else, mate? Any else? Sorry, I was being silly.
It's okay.
What else? What else?
Well, with the Apple Mac Pro falling behind, I've got a Tiger Titan computer that would come right close to the Mac.
Okay. Well, I have a Mac Mini late 2012, and mine's running fantastic at the moment. It's still running good.
Did you have to wipe it from that Spotify?
No, man. No, I didn't. I fixed it. I just did it Spotify. That was fixed in 10 minutes.
Okay. And on to the other stuff, the Adobe.
What's that noise?
What noise?
There's something that, like a wind. What is that noise?
It's a hurricane in Florida.
A fan?
That's not me. I'm just quiet.
Hey, it's
Category 5.
Hey, it blows over here.
Okay, go ahead, Jacob. Keep going, mate. We need to wrap up very soon, so go ahead, mate.
And the Swift language coming to Android? I would like to see that, but I would like to see them try put some of their crazy apps on iOS.
Yep.
Yeah, they'll probably be like, what's all these bugs coming from?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Talking about malware or?
That and just their apps not working. A lot of apps that Brad and I tested crapped out on us within 5 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree.
But I hope that soon that they can get their act together on all the developers and get all the coding right so it won't crash so much.
All right. Is that all you need to say, Jacob?
One more thing.
Don't leave any pause in the podcast, mate. Go ahead. Yep. Go ahead. Yep. Keep going.
What I was going to say was HP, they do some good stuff. I've seen it on the internet. Yeah. Most of the computers cost $1,000.
Why can I hear wind in the background?
Because you can hear.
That's it. Have you got your fan close to your microphone?
Brad, it's turned away.
Well, then I don't know what that noise is. Okay. What else do you want to say, Jacob? Any else?
Let's just say Mac and Apple better up their game a bit.
Oh, they will, mate. Don't worry. That Apple's great. I always stand by Apple. They make great products. They never have any problems. My Mac Mini works fantastic. I've never had any problems since I've left Windows. When I was on Windows previously, it was just a piece of, you know what, I'm not going to say it on air, but
Windows 7.
I don't know what it was, mate. I don't know if it was the computer I was using or the software or what, but just didn't work very well for me. That's my opinion anyway.
I think Apple's waiting for the new AMD workstation graphics card to come out. Supposedly it's going to be coming out.
Should be good.
Hopefully in 3 months or so. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Is that it, Jacob? Is that what you want to say, mate?
The emergency flash for the Mac OS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't need to be hit with ransomware.
No.
It's crazy.
It is very crazy. All right, thanks, Jacob, for your opinions, mate. Good on you. Let's go to Daryl. What's your opinion on them stories, mate?
I think the MacBook Pro, I don't think Apple's going to rush out a new one just for, as Steve was saying, just for virtual reality. I think Apple tend to wait and let the early adopters, you know, like Oculus Rift and others, toy with the technology in Apple Watch and develop it and try and then come out and say, well, that was all nice, but here is a real device. And so I don't think they're going to be rushed with it. I mean, it's different between the virtual reality and, as Steve said, the professional creatives who use it. That would be the only thing that they may need to look at bringing one out shortly because of people who use it for sort of, you know, that do video editing and stuff like that, who may be starting to stretch the existing iPad Pros and Mac Pros and thinking, well, what do I do now? So I don't think it's virtual reality. I think it'll just be pressure from the people in the creative industries that'll say, hey, you know, but as Steve said, they're probably waiting for another chip, a more powerful chip to come out so they can release a new one. Netflix is, I mean, yes, it's going up, but it's, you know, not going up by very much. It's not even, you know, half the cost of a cappuccino here. So I don't think it's going to really put people off Netflix, using Netflix.
No.
I think it'll be content like anything. It'll be the sort of content that Netflix provides, particularly in places like Australia, as to whether people will stay with it. The Swift thing, I think any time companies can develop a common programming language that they can use across platforms is a good thing, because we, you know, when you have apps and they're sort of, you know, platform specific, and you get frustrated if you're an Android user that you can't use a certain app, and the same with iOS. It will be nice if they can continue that work, and if Google does get involved and throw its weight behind it, and it becomes a real sort of almost like an open programming standard, if you like, and we might see a lot more apps, you know, populating both iOS and Android, and a lot of them that are agnostic, platform agnostic. And Adobe, well, it wouldn't, as I said, I was being a bit sarcastic, but it wouldn't be a week if there wasn't a security update for Adobe Flash. It seems to be full of holes all the time, and the sooner it goes away and dies, the better. And as Steve said, we use HTML5 rather than Flash. We had an issue at work where our executive officer's computer got attacked with a ransomware, and they are nasty. And thankfully, our tech people managed to get 2/3 of his documents back. We didn't have to sort of, you know, attempt to pay anybody. But for those that don't know, ransomware is once they get their hooks in and they encrypt your disks, they usually give you maybe 48, 72 hours to contact them and pay the amount of money, or they will destroy the encryption key, which means your information is unavailable. And but as I say, we were lucky, we got 2/3 of it back. So the sooner Flash dies, and as soon as Adobe sort of says, well, this is the end of Flash, we know the better, because I think it's one of those products that has caused a lot of grief for a lot of people over the years, security-wise. And that's my thoughts.
Actually, they already killed Adobe Flash for mobile devices. It's just computers, I think, now.
Yeah, that's right. Well, certainly, you know, when Steve Jobs brought out the first iOS device, you know, the first iPhone and that, and people scream when he said, I'm not going to have this iPhone support Flash. Because, I mean, Steve Jobs famously thought Flash was a lot of crap. And I think he basically said that way back, you know, was it 2007 or wherever, when he released the first iPhone. He had no intention of allowing Flash anywhere near an iOS device. So the sooner it dies, the better, in my humble opinion. So that's my take.
I agree. Flash does need to die. And it does bog down your system quite a bit.
Yep.
Let Flash die.
Yeah, put a stake through its heart. And
yeah, actually, there used to be another problem. It used to use so much system resources. Yep. It took forever for them to use, like, the GPU to finally render things on a web page. It just used to use the CPU, and it used to be really slow and boggy.
And I think in Adobe's defense, I think it's well aware that people want Flash to go away. I think it's really only waiting until, like, HTML5 that's fully taken over, and then it can just pull the plug on Flash, and we're not going to have people screaming saying, what do I do on my website now? I use all these Flash elements, and Adobe's not going to no longer support it. So I think they're basically waiting for the internet to sort of give the thumbs up and say, we don't need your Flash anymore, and they'll pull it completely.
Better alternatives.
Yeah, they'll use it as a drink coaster on, you know, beer coaster or something like that.
Or go psycho on it. Just shred it up.
Yeah, whatever they'll do. Anyway, I look, it had its value in its day, but yeah, it was always one of those things that seemed to be vulnerabilities. You know, I don't know whether it was poor coding or it was just something that the malware writers and everything liked to attack, because it was so popular out there. But it would seem to be always having patches. Always switch your Windows computer on and Flash pops up saying, I've got an update for a security vulnerability. Cool bananas. That's my thoughts on the news.
Yeah. Brad's been talking to you into the chat.
Oh, was he? He's talking to me in the chat, is he? So, what's happened?
He says, "Keep it rolling,
keep it going." So, sorry, I'll keep winding the crank handle of the podcast and keep it going.
I'm just.
He says, Wrap it up.
Okay, so it looks like we're going to – that's a wrap for episode 373. Next week we will definitely have some guests on. Unfortunately, this week we had a late cancellation, which happens sometimes in the world of podcasting, and it doesn't leave Brad or anyone very much time to sort of, you know, try and round up a guest at short notice. But we, like the postal service, neither rain nor hail nor sunshine will stop us from our appointed rounds or something like that. So so if that's all from everybody, and Steve, thanks for being on the podcast today. And where can they catch you if they want to have further conversations about the Swift programming language or Adobe Flash?
You can find me on Twitter as chatterbox_live.
Great, and thanks for being on. Now, thanks for the really detailed discussion on Swift and all that. I mean, I'm not as familiar with some of those things, and it's good to get a really good, you know, meaty comment about it. And Jacob, thanks for being online again tonight, your time, and for being part of the podcast. And again, if they want to talk about gaming or Swift or anything, where can they catch you?
Jazzbot32669.
Cool bananas. And if you want to catch me, you can see me at LearnScape on Twitter, or as I often say, I'm still hanging around Google Plus. You know, I'm lonely by myself, but you know, someone might pop in one day and say hello. But Daryl Hunt at Google Plus, and you can track me down there. So if that's it, thank you all for being
Brad.
Here. Oh, Brad was actually talking, or was we doing this by? You can get Brad also. Sorry, I missed Brad because I was getting ready for the intro. Of course, you can get Brad at Tech Webcast on Twitter.
And Brad Office.
He's got two Twitter accounts. He's pretty cool like that. So, or of course, don't forget that you can like the Tech Webcast Facebook page, and you can also engage with Brad and Jacob and me and everybody else on the Facebook page in between podcasts. And so if you've got any stories, if you've got any comments or any information you'd like to let us know during the week, don't forget to like our Facebook page. So if that's it, that is a wrap. And as Leo Laporte would say, another Tech Webcast is in the can.
Hi, this is Paul Carey from Carrico. Check out our latest game release, Alley Cat, on iOS and Android. And check out our website at carrico.net. Now I hand you back to Brad and the team at Tech Webcast.
If you like your stuff for anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Let's go!